Green beans. String beans.
Okay. What's the name that you call large, flat, yellowish beans?
Or flax beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Beets and stuff. Turnip tops. Greens is what I call what they are. Green top, or turnip tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and then you eat it with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
All right. Ooh, excuse me. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? They're usually brown with some stripes down the back. They're sometimes about so low.
Couldn't be rats.
No, I don't know if they have many of them around here.
They look like a squirrel.
Uh-huh, but smaller.
I'm so scared of any rats. Couldn't tell you that.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very bad odor?
Now, I ain't going to tell you what I call
it. Oh, no, I want to know what you call it.
He's a skunk.
Okay. Is there another name for it?
I call it a polecat.
Okay, good. That's good. What do you call an animal that's about, sometimes they're so big, and they hop along the ground? Some of them live on land, and some of them like water, and you go gigging for them at night. If they live in the water, you know, a lot of times they're green. Sometimes big ones make so big.
They're not a frog.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Ooh, and I'm scared of him too.
What do you call a smaller kind of the same animal that makes chirping noises?
A smaller one?
Mm-hmm. And they make chirping sounds at night. They're small. Sometimes they're about so big.
Hop like a frog?
Yeah. Sometimes they climb trees. You ever call them tree frogs or anything like that?
Well, I speak of
it. Okay. Let's see. What do you call just the ordinary worms that you use for fishing bait?
I call mine earthy worms.
Okay. What do you call the large worms that are used for bait?
They come out the ground or them on trees?
Well, I don't know. Either one. The different ones?
The top of worms. We use for baby worms. You can catch them. They're on trees.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, they're not in the ground.
I got a tree out there.
Oh. All right. What do you call an insect that sends off light in the summertime?
Is it flowering? Lightning bird.
Okay. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body? Sometimes they're about so long. They have four big, thin wings and they fly around, usually around ponds and things.
Mosquito.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud but doesn't sting?
Doesn't sting. I call them dirt dumpers.
Okay.
But anyway, he'll sting you.
Oh, will he? I never fool with him.
He'll show sting you.
What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle that you push it by? You know, you put the baby in it and you take them
baby
out.
Carriage.
Okay. Suppose you had a baby in a baby carriage. You might say that you're going to what, the baby? Say you're gonna put the baby in the baby carriage and do what?
What will I do?
Well, I mean,
Push the carriage, his baby out. Take the baby out, all I know.
Okay, that's what I want. Some of these questions are
kind of messy.
Yeah, kind of messy. what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
A nut that ripens underground.
Mm-hmm.
A nut ripens under the ground?
Mm-hmm. They grow in the ground.
Peanuts.
Okay, good.
I have to give me time, don't you?
If a boy looks a lot like his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?